Good evening and welcome. I'm Corey Crowe. This is the Meet the Candidate Forum. We're live tonight at the Monroe Civic Center, and we've got a crowd here at the Civic Center who's gathered to hear from our school board candidates, our parish candidates, and our City of Monroe candidates. We also have a live radio audience all across North Louisiana and South Arkansas who are listening, and today's event will be recorded and available at kedm.org. Today's event is a Meet the Candidate Forum. It's kind of a special opportunity. Our two chambers of commerce have joined together to help hold this forum tonight in conjunction with KEDM Public Radio. I'd like to introduce Sue Nicholson from the Monroe Chamber. And Sue, thank you for letting us come out tonight and be a part of this forum. Let's talk just a bit before we get started about why this is important for our area.
Well, obviously, education leads directly to the quality of our workforce, and our workforce has everything to do with our ability to attract businesses and keep businesses here, help our employers succeed. So we're vitally interested in what happens in our school systems.
You guys have been instrumental in a lot of initiatives. I know staying on top of the latest technology to make sure we've got kids coming out of school who are ready to get employed is a big deal.
Oh, it is. And, you know, we do a number of things with the Jumpstart programs in both Ouachita Parish, Monroe City. Just had Manufacturing Day last year, which introduces kids to jobs in manufacturing. It all begins in the quality of their workforce and really some of the basics.
We'll talk more with Sue as we continue our evening. Also with us is Lila Strode, no stranger to me. She just left KEDM to take the job as the president of the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce. And education is a big deal, and folks need to get involved. Lila, I know one of y'all's big pushes has been the Adopt a School program.
That's correct, Corey, and thank you so much for hosting this event tonight. Education is personally important to me. My mother was an educator. She actually started the first legislation for LD students in the state of Mississippi. So education is near and dear to my heart and will continue to be so at the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce. One of the things that we do that actually was started when Sue Nicholson was in my position at West Monroe is the Adopt a School program. And so we're still vitally important and involved in that. It's a lot of fun to connect businesses with the schools and support the schools in the things that they need. Just recently we got a request for some of the little GoBots that the children will make so they can start a technical operation in their new school. So those are the kind of things that we connect businesses with the schools to tell them the needs and how communities and individuals can be a part and help out each school system.
We appreciate both of our chambers of commerce for being with us today, and we're going to find out a little more about what y'all have got going on. I know there are a lot of events and things coming up in the immediate future, so thank you for being here with us, and we'll let y'all get back down there, and I'll bring up Dr. Joshua Stockley, and Dr. Stockley is, what's your official title now?
Professor of Political Science.
Professor of Political Science at the University of Louisiana Monroe. And he knows all things political, and that's why he's here with us tonight. Josh, for the folks listening, the folks in attendance, Election Day, it seems like we just had one, but it is around the corner yet again.
Election Day is right around the corner. We will be voting for an array of offices, both local and federal, Tuesday, November 6th. If you are interested in voting and you are not registered to vote, please know that the deadline to register in person and by mail was today. That deadline has passed. However, you can still participate in this Tuesday election for November by registering online. But the deadline for that is October 16th. So if you do not register online by October 16th, you will not be able to participate in this election. Early voting will be from October 23rd through the 30th, so there is an opportunity to vote before Election Day if you know you are going to be out of town or you want to beat the crowd. If you do want to request an absentee ballot, there's a deadline for that, and that is November 2nd. So if you know you're going to be out of town on Election Day and you want to do that method, know that there is a deadline and your ballot will have to be in by November 5th.
So this evening, we're going to have a chance to meet many of our candidates. Some of them couldn't be here for various reasons. We've got some that are sick, some that are out of town, different things, but we do appreciate the folks who are here tonight. We'll give each of our candidates a chance to make an opening statement. They'll each have a couple of questions to answer, and then a closing statement. And I'm sure each of them could probably talk to you all night long, but we don't want to be here till 10 o'clock. So we'll get started in just a moment, and we'll introduce those candidates to you. For our candidates who are here, some of y'all have slipped in and we may not know you're here, so we'll check that as we go. We're going to start with our parish offices, run down the list of parish folks, and then we'll invite you up each time, and then we'll start on our city districts and run those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, just like that. So seated at our table, our first district is District C, who's here with us tonight. And Josh, who's running in District C?
In District C, we have two candidates, William Bubba Miller, who is with us tonight, and Scotty Wagner.
So, Mr. Miller, you are first this evening, and we're glad you're here tonight. You have 2 minutes to make an opening statement to the folks here and the folks listening via radio.
All right. Thank you for everything that y'all done today. Like you said, my name is William Miller. Everybody calls me Bubba, and yes, I did have a little sister that gave me that name. But the reason I'm running for District C, this is Mr. Red Sims' district, and he's retiring. But the main reason I'm running is I got a 7-year-old boy. And he's not the only the reason, but there's about approximately 4,000 kids in our district. And so the kids are the main reason. And what got me interested a while back was I've got a group of boys at our church in our Sunday school class, and they're 6th through 8th grade boys, and time to time I just ask them just questions out of the blue. You know, just one instance was multiply 8 times 7. They couldn't do it. Not this wasn't a particular one in our classroom, but just different boys I come in contact with. Went to a basketball game one night, and the high school girl was taking money. Me and my wife showed up. Tickets were $7 a piece. Gave her $20. She couldn't give me change. Talked to a guy the other day out at the community college. He said there's kids entering community college taking 6th grade remedial math. That's sad. I don't know where these kids are from, but that's what's out there. We get stuff in the mail all the time, you know, about wanting our kid to be users of technology. I use technology in my job, and I'm not against technology, but they need to know how to do stuff in their head and not rely on a computer or a phone. So she said my time was up.
All right. I've got two questions for you this evening, Mr. Miller. First, what is the most impactful teacher you had growing up, and what did you learn from them?
I guess it'd be my first grade teacher, Miss King at Woodlawn. I had to write a lot of lines on the board, so I guess I learned how to write pretty good. I missed a lot of recesses. There was discipline, let me tell you.
You mentioned technology. Do you think our schools right now are lacking in technology? Do we not have enough opportunity there for students? Are we about where we need to be, or do we need more?
As far as Wichita Parish Schools, I'm not a teacher. I'm not there every day, but from all the teachers and principals I talk to, they got smart boards. They got little Kindle-looking things they play on all the time. They go to the library constantly, and they play it on computers and stuff. So as far as my knowledge of it, I think they got plenty, but you know, that's a limited amount of knowledge, I guess. I'm not a teacher.
I'm going to throw one more at you. How would you define success for students from your district?
Success would, my perception would be being able to enter the real world and take care of themselves. I guess that would be any parent's main goal, to raise a kid that would be self-sustainable and could, you know, provide for themselves and not rely on their parents or others.
So, Mr. Miller, that concludes my question part. You're in District C. Election day is just around the corner. I'll give you 2 minutes for a closing statement.
All right. Appreciate y'all's time. I did think there'd be a lot more people here tonight, but this is my first time ever done anything like this. Never run for public office. As far as District C goes, our facilities that we have, I mean, they're probably the best in the state, or right there with the best. I mean, we've got new schools everywhere, so facilities is not an issue. One thing is, I send my kid to school to get an education, not to play sports. I know sports is an important thing to a lot of people, and sports are good, don't get me wrong. I would encourage mine to play. Mine has played basketball, football. All my nephews played, and they'll all tell you, they do not make money by playing sports. There's a few kids I know that have made a dollar. Big Wit from West Monroe. So there are some, but the vast majority, they need to learn something besides playing ball. But like one guy said, my dad, he says the number one subject in school now is sports. But anyway, I know a lot of stuff most everything starts in the family, and I think that's where most families are hurting. So what's important to the family is generally what's important to the kids. So hopefully, you know, the schools can just do their part and encourage them all we can. That's all.
All right, folks, that is District C's William Bubba Miller, and he'll be running for District C against Scotty Wagner. Thank you, Mr. Miller. Appreciate you being here. All right, who's in charge of the cards, and where do we go next? We're playing live radio. I'm trying to play host, and District E is up next for Ouachita Parish. Also want to remind folks that here at the Monroe Civic Center, you'll hear a lot of these little commercials tonight for me. The State of Local Government Lunch featuring Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo, Scotty Robinson, the police jury president, is October 31st. That's a Wednesday. That's Halloween. I know that's scary. 11:30 to 1 p.m. in the Bayou Room, which is the room right behind us. It's brought to you by the Monroe Chamber of Commerce and a bunch of other folks. So we'll find out a little more about that coming up. In District E, do we have any other candidates from District E with us tonight? District E, I'll turn it over to Mr. Stockley. District E,
Thank you, Corey.
Candidates there?
We have two candidates for District E. We have Eric Bowie Sr., who is here tonight, and John Russell, who is not here tonight.
So we'll start with Mr. Bowie. You're going to be representing, hopefully representing District E. You've got a couple of minutes to make an opening statement, sir.
Thank you. My name is Eric Bowie Sr. I'm running for District E, number 54. I want to bring new energy, new vision, and new direction to our district. Our district has some underperforming schools, and one of the main reasons is because we have some uncertified teachers. We need to find a way to make sure that we help these teachers get the education that they need, even a tutoring system to help them get certified. Certification of our teachers is a very important goal, because if our teachers aren't certified, how can they teach? So some of the lower performing schools that are in the district also have the lowest number of certified teachers. So that's a reason that we want to, one of the things we want to tackle. Also with the, if you look in the news, you don't have to look far. The safety of our children is something that is, seems like going away. We're having children come into schools and not trying to learn, but actually bringing guns and killing other children and faculty. So we want to get ahead of that. We've seen a lot of reactive things in the news, but we want to bring mental health testing, things of that nature, some sort of protocol to help be on the front end of that instead of the back end. So those are the things that that are the platform for our district and my campaign.
I've got a few questions for you. I'll start with, what in your background leads you to believe you would be an effective school board member?
Well, several things. I've been an engineer and manager and engineer, and I've been over budgets as much as $500,000 a month. So budgetary problems wouldn't be a problem. My mother was an educator. She actually was in special education in her heart. So I've also have a unique perspective. I've been the Booster Club president at Ouachita for several years and volunteers, and it gives me the ability to see some things in the background that I see at Ouachita and other schools that I'm not seeing in our district. So those things will help me, give me a unique perspective as being a school board member.
If elected as a school board member, how should the school district address the underperforming schools that you mentioned?
Well, like we said, the certified teachers is the largest component of that. One thing that I'd like to see is identify those teachers who need help getting certified and have a tutoring session to help them get certified. If we have children that are not, I know in my house, when the children aren't doing well, we get tutors for them, whatever subject it is. Why doesn't that work for teachers?
I want to ask you a question about our school district lines. I know district lines are all over the place in the parish and in the city. Are they fairly drawn, and how would you change that? Or would you leave it the same?
Well, I think that what we would need to look at is the population, how the population is distributed across the parish. Those population pockets is how I would look at dividing up the lines to help. Even certain pockets with more population, they might need actually two school board members to represent them. That's what I would like to see.
I'll give you a couple of minutes for a final statement, sir.
My name is Eric Bowie, Sr., District E, Ouachita Parish School Board, number 54. I do want to bring new energy, new direction, and a new vision to our school board, and it's all because of the children. Our children, education is the foundation for any success, and it's very important, especially in our district. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Eric Bowie, Sr. He's running for District E. So that concludes, let me make sure, is that everybody from Ouachita Parish who's in attendance with us tonight? Anybody else from Ouachita Parish who's, we don't know. Okay. So that concludes our Ouachita Parish part of tonight. I invite the folks that are here in the room to stick around, talk to the folks that are running for school board within the parish. We'll do the same thing with the city folks. And Josh Stockley is with us today. Josh, our radio audience is listening. If they want to get registered to vote, it's not too late, right?
It's not too late. Again, you cannot register in person and you cannot register by mail. But you can register online, and you have to do so by October 16th if you want to participate in the November 6th election.
I want to remind folks that U.S. Senator Bill Cassidy will be joining the Monroe Chamber for a congressional update luncheon. It's the day after Halloween, Thursday, November 1st, and it's from 12 until 1 in the Bayou Room. That's the room right behind us. You can find out more at the Monroe Chamber of Commerce website, which, Sue, is what?
Monroe.org.
Monroe.org. Lila, did you bring me some stuff to talk nice about West Monroe and West Ouachita as well? Okay, we'll come do that in just a moment. We're going to move on over to the folks from District 1 for the City of Monroe School Board. I'm Corey Crow. For the folks who are just joining us, so you're listening to 90.3 KEDM. Monroe, and Josh Stockley from the University of Louisiana Monroe, professor of political science, is with us. Josh, District 1, the Monroe City School Board, who do we have with us tonight?
District 1 is a contested election for the Monroe City School Board. And remember, again, that is separate from the Ouachita Parish School Board. District 1, there are two candidates that have qualified for this election, Both of them are with us tonight. We have Rick Salisbury and Vicki Dayton.
I'll start with the ladies first, Mr. Salisbury. So Ms. Vicki Dayton is with us this evening, District 1. Vicki, you have 2 minutes to make an opening statement.
I am a long-serving school board member for District 1. What I think I offer to the public is a great experience. I have incredible experience in being on the school board. I have a proven track record. You know exactly what you're getting when I'm elected, and I have been able to be part of some success in the district that I would like to mention tonight. Over $150 million in school facility and technology improvements. We have increased our teacher salaries to the highest level in the region. We've heard people mention the problem with having certified teachers. Well, we've taken steps in Monroe City to make sure that we can attract and retain the best and the brightest. We're also dealing with college and career preparation in all of our schools. And taxpayers, we've reduced your property tax by 5.62 mils. We haven't increased it, we've reduced it, which is awesome. Safe schools, we've supported as a board, and I personally, all efforts to maintain that we have safe schools. This is an evolving problem that we have to continuously look at, but we want to ensure that we have safe schools for our children. And finally, I have a vested interest in the success of Monroe City Schools. I'm a property owner, I'm a business owner, and I have 3 grandchildren in our schools that I'm very proud of. And when I first was elected to Monroe City School Board, my whole agenda was I want to have the type of schools that I had when I was growing up and that our children can utilize. And I'm so happy to say that the next generation is using our schools, and I'm proud to say that I have been a part of making the changes that have made that work.
That's Vicki Dayton for District 1. Rick Salisbury joins us as well, District 1. Rick, 2 minutes for an opening statement, sir.
Greetings. My name is Rick Salisbury. I am qualified candidate for District 1, Monroe City School Boards. I have 14 years of experience as an educator. That's from the elementary, junior, and senior high levels. So I've had day-to-day interaction with our children, knowing exactly the issues that they face, knowing what's needed. And many times those board members or those who serve on boards don't really interact in the classroom or haven't interacted. So, you know, you really lack what's really needed in the class. Secondly, I have 22 years experience as a business owner. I've served in this community, I've volunteered, I've given just thousands of dollars away to charities, I've worked with kids, I've worked with the Boy Scouts, other youth organizations, and that's my 30 years of community service. I've served on several boards from the Workforce Investment Board. I currently serve on the I-20 board. I served as president of the Downtown Monroe Alliance. I served as on the Downtown Economic Development District. And there's a number of things that I've done on those boards, creative things that are going on. And I really am not going to mention those because really right now what we're talking about is education. But because of my creativity and the things that I've done on these other boards, I believe I can bring that same energy and creativity to the Monroe City School Board.
All right, I'll ask a question. Each of you, I'm going to give a chance to answer. I'll start with Ms. Dayton. What's one program or service in the school budget you would cut? And what new program or service would you add?
That's a pretty difficult question. However, I feel if we had to cut anything, it has to be apart from the classroom. We would have to look at cutting the types of services that can be contracted and the cost can be reduced. Whatever we do, we do not need to touch the classroom. Now, the program that I would like to enact would be early education. I would like to partner with early education providers that like Prime Time and Head Start so that we could start getting children into the school setting, into a nurturing setting at age 3 and 4, increase that number because that's what our at-risk population needs. We need to be able to take these children at an early age, nurture them, and grow them so that when they get to high school, they're really prepared to go on to either college or career.
Mr. Salisbury, a program in the school budget you would cut, and what new program or service would you look to add?
Well, as she did mention, that is a hard question. And the fact that I hadn't been on a school board, and I don't know the line items on the budget, but I will say, and I'm not sure if the meal program, I don't know if that's part of the budget that's dealt with the city, but as a teacher, I see food that's wasted on a daily basis, from breakfast to lunch, and I don't know, it has to be a more effective way to cut down on the waste that's going on. I mean, I see kids in the, because I'm teaching at Richwood Middle, but I've been in all Monroe, well, three, four Monroe City schools, and I've seen the same thing. Kids throwing away meals, not even going to the table, they just dump it straight out. So it's a lot of funds that's wasted on that. What I would implement would definitely be some type of parental support program, getting the parents more involved. You can do that through a number of ways. You know, like some instances, some schools have free dress day, and positive behavior, they throw a little party for the positive behavior, they take a dollar out. Some schools have sock hops, but in any event, you could definitely use those funds and have a Saturday fun day for the parents, invite them out to, whether they're playing sports with each other, but you really want to provide some parental education to foster some parental involvement for financial literacy, other type of health workshops. But the idea is once you get the family involved, once you get the parents involved, the kids will be more successful in education.
We'll start with you on this one, Mr. Rick Salisbury, District 1 for Monroe City School Board. What's your opinion? You're close to education, so what's your opinion of Common Core and the Common Core practice?
Well, what I do see is in the classroom, a lot of the kids are not, the older kids are not getting it because they've been taught one way for so long, and now they are trying to learn something else. And I get the aim is, okay, we start the young kids out now in first, second, third grade. By the time they get to ninth or tenth, they'll have it. One of the problems, though, is when the kid leaves the classroom and goes home, his parents don't know it, or no one in the household knows. And so, there again, you know, you need something, whether, you know, this the after-school tutoring, you know, they cut that out a lot. So Common Core, I mean, it's good, but then it's, I see the other side to it because it's like you go all the way around to get back to where you are, where we used to just go straight forward.
Ms. Vicki Dayton, District 1, Common Core, what is your opinion?
I think it's all about how you implement it. And the fact is that when children start out very young, as Mr. Salisbury indicated, it's easier to transition that. However, when you inject something into the middle of their school career, such as new math and new ways of thinking and new ways of doing things that parents don't understand, school board members don't always understand. You know, I think we really need to take a step back and look at how we're doing this, because we need to have a way for parents to understand how to work with their children. And I think that's where the school board is going to have to change some of the things we're doing, because it's just, I don't know that I could help my grandchildren with the new math. It's just a different thought process. However, in the school districts that implemented this in the beginning at the very, very early age and carried it through, it's worked very well. But in Louisiana, we kind of put it in the middle. We just said, we're going to start that this year. So I think that it's all about educating parents how to help their children. And to do that, we can do that so many ways on the web, on the website, teachers text now. So it's like if we just had a little plan, and I think that's something Monroe City can do, and I think that we have the technology and ability to help parents more.
Ms. Vicki Dayton, final statement from you this evening.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to thank Public Radio 90.3 and the two chambers for allowing us to have this professional format to so that the listeners at home and the listeners and the people in attendance can see the candidates and make their decision about who can best serve our children. And I think when it all comes down, it comes down to two things. First of all, if I'm a parent or a grandparent, I don't care that much about the school board. I care about what happens in that classroom. And I think whatever we do, and as a school board member, I've tried to always bring my thoughts back to what's going on in that classroom and how can we improve the classroom? How can we get good teachers and good situations for all of the students? And then I also understand that without the business community, we are not a healthy community. If we do not have a good school system, it affects business negatively. We have to make sure that Monroe City Schools are perceived and that they are an asset for this community and not a liability. And perception is reality. So where we have perception problems, we need to continue to address that, and we're doing it. I personally know that our schools are doing a fantastic job, and we have wonderful teachers, administrators, cafeteria workers, bus drivers, and people who keep our schools nice and clean. We have good staff, and we have everything that we need. We just need to all get together and look at the good of the whole.
Mr. Rick Salisbury, District 1, closing statement, sir.
Yes, the protocol being established, what she said, thank you everyone for allowing us here. I would say that my most important thing is, again, parental involvement and extended day program for kids, things of that nature. Like I said, the boards, the several boards that I've served on and every board that I've served on, I've brought creativity, creative ideas, creative programs, and I believe I'll do the same thing with this board here. I know I'm representing District 1, but we have to also realize that we're really representing the whole city of Monroe. And we definitely, one of my first goals would be to establish a task force, not only with the business community, but with government as well, with the religious community, and with the social organizations. Because all our kids, all these stakeholders have an interest in the development of our kids. And so we all have to sit at the table and come up with a plan, a unified plan that we all can move forward with. My name is Rick Salisbury. Thank you.
That's Mr. Rick Salisbury and Vicki Dayton, District 1. We're going to move on to District 4 because, Mr. Stockley, what's going on in District 2 and 3?
District 2 and 3, we have no opposing candidates, so there's nothing to vote for.
Nothing to talk about with those folks. Right. Josh, remind folks how to find out. I know the Secretary of State does some sample ballots. You can see what's on your ballot.
Yeah, if you are a registered voter and you are uncertain as to all of the issues that might be on your ballot, as we said, there are not just federal elections on Tuesday, November 6th. There are some parish and there are some local elections. Depending on where you are, you may also have a judge, not just a school board, mayor, other types of things. You can simply, at any time, go vote is the automatic shortcut for the Louisiana Secretary of State's office. And they do have a tab, sample ballot. If you're a registered voter, you can get a precise ballot of your actual precinct if you simply put in your personal information. If you want a generic ballot, all you have to do is click on a particular parish, and it'll pull up all of the races in a parish. If you do that, though, it may not be actually your ballot, because depending on which district you live in. But govote.com is the easiest way to get all of your election information.
For the folks joining us on radio this evening, if you just tuned in, I'm Corey Crow. I'm here with Dr. Joshua Stockley. And we're at a combined event tonight, the Monroe Chamber of Commerce, the West Monroe West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce, and KEDM all thought it was important to talk to our school board candidates. For our radio listeners, too, we want to let you know on Tuesday night, we're going to be up in Sterlington. We're going to find out about police chief, mayor, and alderman candidates up there. District 4, Josh, is in the city of Monroe, and tell me who's running in that one.
We have two candidates that have qualified in District 4. We have Daryl Berry, who is with us tonight, and Don Hopkins, who is not with us tonight.
So Mr. Daryl Berry is with us, District 4. I'll give you 2 minutes to make an opening statement, sir.
Thank you so very much. To Mrs. Nicholson and to the entire Monroe Chamber of Commerce family and to all who have come for this great event, it's good to be here, for this is a day that the Lord has made. I'm so grateful for the opportunity that the Lord has given me to serve as your school board member in District 4 for the last 4 years. We have accomplished so many things, from improving our facilities to improving training for our teachers, increasing the pay for our employees, and particularly, I'm so proud to be a part of District 4 for our new Music Arts Center and our Medical Magnet Center. Both of these programs will prepare our students the skills needed to enter into the workforce immediately. But the job is not finished, so that's why I humbly ask for your support and vote on November 6th. I'm number 58. If we continue to work together, the quality of life into our community will prosper. Thank you.
That's Mr. Daryl Berry, District 4. Mr. Berry, I was thinking this afternoon about questions, and by the way, these questions all came from me this afternoon, so if you don't like them, it's me. I want to ask this. Does everybody need college? Do we need to be training some of our students in trade skills? Do we need students in the vo-tech, they don't call it vo-tech anymore, but the vo-tech route, or is everybody ready to go to college?
When I was growing up, my parents, you know, there are some parents that there's no alternative but to go to college. But there are other parents that just want to see their kids make a decent living, have a good family life, you know. So you have to make a choice as an individual whether you want to go to college. And you can also start off in a training, and then you make it go to college later on. So that's some of the things that we're doing at the Carroll Medical Magnet Program. Those kids that leave Carroll High School will be job ready. And so if they decide to go into fields in the healthcare field, then later on they can go into college. But to answer your question, college is not necessarily just guaranteed for everyone. Everybody should make their own choice as whether they should go to college or whether they should go to a junior college or whether they should get some type of training to provide for their families. And then also you have the armed services, which is a good place to go.
I want to ask you about Monroe. For years, I've heard people say that not all of our schools are equal. Sometimes the north side's got things the south side doesn't have. The south side sometimes has things the north side doesn't have. Do all of our schools have to be equal, or can some of our schools like Carroll that just got the medical magnet program, can they excel and not everybody else get jealous?
I think all of our schools have to be equal. I think some of the perception is that, you know, in the 1960s, you know, a lot of our schools were not equal, you know. So today, you know, all kids are within our system can go at different areas. So therefore, today things are different than they were in 1960 and in the early 70s. So I believe for Monroe right now, being on the school board for the last 4 years, I've seen a tremendous growth equally, either in the north side or the south side, because the kids are the same. I mean, there's no difference. From 1960, on the north side, you know, you had white kids, and on the south side, you had black kids. But all the kids are together now, so every child is getting a proper education.
Mr. Daryl Berry, 2 minutes for a closing statement, sir.
First of all, let me just thank everybody for allowing me the opportunity to serve as your school board member for the last 4 years. It's been a great privilege, and I truly believe that God put me on the school board. I say this all the time. I believe he put me on the school board. And as I look at the district that I serve, I think about Carroll High School and the fact that at one time it was an F school based on what the state said, and it came into a C school. And then I was happy about that, but then the Lord said, that's not good enough. The Lord said, that's not good enough. I put you on the school board to be great. And so I'm going to be moving forward with my school board members, whoever's elected, and make sure that we work together. I think that's the key, working together on one common goal to make sure that every child gets a good education. I'm number 58 on the ballot.
Mr. Darrell Berry, District 4, thank you for being with us tonight. We're going to move on to District 5 coming up next. District 5, we'll get y'all folks up. And I want to remind you that the West Monroe, West Ouachita Chamber of Commerce and the Ouachita Parish School System is pleased to announce the Adopt a School Employees of Distinction Banquet. That event will recognize outstanding school support employees and the teachers of the year from the parish. Each school district and also Ouachita Parish finalists will be made for those groups and principals of the year. That event's coming up Tuesday, October 30th at the West Monroe Convention Center at 6 p.m. And you can find out more at westmonroechamber.org.